Respite from the Sea, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Cody/Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is part 3 of the Sea Means Freedom series. The weather was cooling, and soon they would return to Mandalore for the winter. Republic waters grew too cold and were prone to harsh storms in the winter months, making it a good time to go home, to see to any major repairs and give the men a good respite from being at sea. Anyone who grew too restless during that time could request to be on one of the hideout security crews that rotated in and out so that even the men of the guard got time at home. Arms slid around Cody's waist and a chin came to rest on his shoulder as he stared out over the sea. "Everything all right?" Obi-Wan asked. Cody placed a hand over Obi-Wan's. "Just thinking," he explained. "We'll head to our winter port in Mandalore soon. You'll finally get to meet the rest of my family." The copper-haired nobleman brightened significantly at that, even as he pushed away a flicker of doubt. The brothers and cousins he'd already met all liked him. He hoped that trend continued with the rest of the family. "I look forward to it," Obi-Wan said, pressing a kiss to Cody's cheek. "Are you coming to breakfast, or did you eat already? I know you got up rather early." Cody turned his head a little so he could press a kiss to Obi-Wan's cheek in return. "Woke up and couldn't fall back to sleep, so I decided to come watch the sunrise," he replied. "Was waiting for you for breakfast, though." Obi-Wan stepped back. "Well then, we'd best go get it before there's nothing left," he teased. The Mandalorian snorted. "Can't let it be said I let you waste away on my watch," he sassed right back. His beloved's laughter filled the air, and Cody could do nothing but smile. Obi-Wan woke the next morning with a shiver. Grumbling, he flung out a hand and found that Cody was much too far away. "I'm cold, come closer," Obi-Wan grumped. With a breathy laugh, Cody scooted back closer to him and pulled the copper-haired man against his chest. One-handed, he reached to pull the blankets higher around them. "We'll reach Mandalore in just a few more days," he promised, "and our home there is well insulated against the winter chill. There's a nice big fireplace in several rooms, including the bedroom. Plenty of nice warm quilts." Obi-Wan hummed thoughtfully as he snuggled against Cody's chest. "That does sound lovely, darling," he replied. With a grin, Cody added, "And we took enough tea to last even you the winter." His beloved gave a petulant harumph, but Cody could feel the smile against his chest. They rested in comfortable silence for a short time longer. "I suppose we ought to get up and see to the day," Obi-Wan lamented. Cody pressed a kiss to the top of his beloved's copper head. "Unfortunately," he agreed. Slowly pulling away from Obi-Wan, Cody made a point to tuck the blankets around his beloved as he slipped from the bed. "You aren't helping my motivation to get out of bed," Obi-Wan pointed out. Leaning down, Cody pressed a soft kiss to his lips. "You don't have to get up just yet if you don't want to, Share," he reminded. "I'm the Commodore, not you." Obi-Wan snuggled deeper into the blankets. "That is true. My only job currently is to look pretty," he quipped. Cody smirked. "And be sassy. Pretty sure that was in the contract somewhere," he added. It was true that currently Obi-Wan had no official position on the crew. That wouldn't change until they got married. Still, Obi-Wan found ways to be useful and he helped out a great deal. It simply meant that Cody could give him leave to stay in bed without leaving what was meant to be his work undone. 5 more minutes," Obi-Wan said. "Then I'll get up." Running a gentle hand through his beloved's coppery locks, Cody replied, "Sounds good to me, Meshla." Obi-Wan smiled softly and let his eyes drift closed again. It felt so good to be home after so long away. Cody loved the sea, had since he was a child, and likely always would. But there was something very comforting about knowing he had somewhere to go back to. Having been among the farthest afield, he knew his ship was one of the last to return. It was still a surprise to find his Bwir waiting when they docked. Glancing at Obi-Wan, who hovered nervously beside him, maybe it wasn't so surprising after all. "Welcome home, Kote," Jango greeted, as he pulled his son into a Keldabe kiss, gently butting their heads together. Cody huffed out a laugh. "Sukui, Bwir," he replied. "We come with holds full." Jango grinned as he pulled back. "I would expect no less," he declared. Taking a deep breath, Cody reached out a hand toward Obi-Wan. "Bwir, this is Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan, my Bwir. Mandalore Jango Fett," Cody said. Jango smiled at his son's fiancé. "Olaram, Obi-Wan," he greeted. "I hope you like Mandalore." Obi-Wan smiled. "Thank you, Mandalore," he replied. "I expect I will like it very much." Jango waved a dismissive hand. "No one in the family calls me by my title," he explained. "I don't expect it from my son's fiancé either. Though I suppose that does beg the question, when do you plan to exchange vows?" Obi-Wan looked to Cody for an answer. With a beaming smile, Cody said, "Soon. I wanted him to meet everyone, see the house, and get settled a bit first." A knowing smile crossed Jango's face. "You wanted him to see what life here would be before you swear vows," he replied. Cody looked away, unable to bear his Bwir's knowing look. Jango clapped a hand onto his son's shoulder. "You're hardly the first to worry about that, and you aren't going to be the last," he assured. "Now go on, go show your Shara your home. Rex and I will see to your ship." That made Cody look behind his Bwir. He smiled when he caught sight of Rex's blonde head. "Don't worry, Oravad, we got this. Go show Obi-Wan your house. Bly and I stocked your pantry up for you," Rex declared, as he stepped up beside their Bwir. Cody bumped Vambraces with his little brother. "Thanks, Vodika," he said. Rex turned to Obi-Wan. "Welcome to Mandalore. Everyone is excited to meet you," he stated. Obi-Wan flushed, uncertain about all the attention. "I hope not to disappoint," he replied. Cody slid an arm around Obi-Wan's shoulders. "Anyone disappointed in you is an idiot, and I don't care about the opinions of idiots," he declared. "My crew all love you, Rex likes you, and Bwir likes you. That's what matters." A voice from the left made Cody grin. "I see how it is. You only care about baby brother. The rest of us are chopped liver," Bly teased. Cody flipped him a rude gesture. "Were you any better with Ayla?" he challenged. "And besides, Boba is the baby, not Rex." Grinning, Bly joined them. "Nope," he admitted. "And Boba still gets too feisty when called the baby. Rex just rolls his eyes and huffs in annoyance. Now, get out of here and go show your fiancé your house before he decides to go find it himself." Obi-Wan smiled and leaned more heavily into Cody's side. "I don't mind waiting," he assured, ignoring the slight chill in the air that made him long for a cup of tea or a warm blanket. "I know it's been a while since Cody has seen most of you." Rex smirked. "He'll be seeing plenty of us over the next few months. We've got this, shoo," he said. Jango nodded. "Rex is absolutely right," he agreed. Cody smiled. "Sounds like we've been dismissed, Obi-Wan," he said. "Time to go home." Obi-Wan smiled happily. "Lead the way, darling." The end.